study on the disciples tonight as we get ready to move into those. And I'm really excited about this one tonight and looking forward to our time together around it. Luke chapter number 6. And this individual tonight, the title is going to be James the Less. But whatever the other title could be, would be background people. Background people. And so tonight, if you will, let's stand together, if you don't mind, out of respect for God's Word. Luke chapter number 6 tonight. Luke chapter number 6. And if you will, look with me in verse number 15. Luke chapter number 6, verse 15. The Bible says this. Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus. And tonight I want us to look at this man, James the Less, the disciples, or background people. Let's pray together. Father, help us tonight. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word. It means so much to us, and we can learn so much from it. And tonight, Lord, I pray you help me be simple and to the point to preach to our hearts. Lord, tonight, the majority of people in Christianity live a life of this disciple. And I pray tonight that our people that can identify with this apostle, that tonight they will be encouraged in their heart tonight, and they will understand the importance of their Christian life and what it means to you, your kingdom, and to our ministry. And Lord, tonight I pray that more than ever we will learn to appreciate what you appreciate. And help us tonight, Jesus. Guide us in the next few moments. We pray this in your name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Sorry to bring the system. Can y'all hear me tonight, though? Can you hear me? Everybody hear me? Our monitors are not working either tonight, so I want to make sure you hear me tonight. And you think about this individual like James the Less, the only thing that the Bible tells us about this disciple is his name. 5 different times in the Word of God, the disciples are mentioned all together. In each of those times, this man's name is listed as James, the son of Alphaeus. You say, Rajo, why is this so important? This is why. Tonight, out of all the 12 apostles, if he ever wrote anything, it is not scripturally nor historically recorded. So this individual, this one disciple, he's one of the only ones that if he ever did write anything, it is not recorded for us in scripture, nor is it recorded for us in history. And that is even coming through the works of Josephus. Now his name here is Now I want you to think in just a moment. Jesus did not make mistakes when he chose the apostles. He knew what he was doing, and every last one of them were just as important to God as the other. I want to say this tonight. There's someone in this building tonight that recently he's become a part of our leadership, and he's serving and doing things. And he told me one day several months ago, he may not even remember it, but here's what he said to me in the hallway. He just got done with a big project. He said, "Brother Joey, I don't want you to take this wrong." He said, "Please never mention my name from the pulpit." I'm telling you, I walked away from him, and he had no idea how big of a challenge that was to my heart. He didn't want anybody to know what he did. Why? Because this is his calling. He's a background person. And a lot of times, here's what we get the mindset of, that a background person is not as important as the pastor. Or a background person is not as important as the Sunday school teacher. And we look at it as like there are some kind of different class of Christian, but I want to say, this man was a background person. God never recorded one sermon, one question, one comment from this man, but he was just as important to the New Testament church as the Apostle Peter. Just as important. So tonight, if you're a background person, understand that you are important to the kingdom of God. And I want to say this too. I may not, it may be out of way, but I want to say, your name may have never made it to Facebook. But you're important to Jesus. And I want to say this to you. Background people are harder to replace than upfront people. I'm telling you, you let this pastor die in the pulpit. Somebody made that pulpit preach next week. I'm telling you, upfront people are a lot easier to replace than background people. Who wants to clean the nursery, take out the diapers, and throw away the crumbled goldfish, and have fun doing it? Nobody's signing up for that job, brother. Amen. But background people do that, and they enjoy doing it. They get a thrill out of it. Why? Because it is their calling. It is their giftedness. And this individual, he was a background person. You football people don't like this. If you're still with me, say amen. I'm not peeking tonight, but I am. Y'all pray for me. I'm a Mississippi State fan. Football season's about to come. Just pray me to stay focused. Amen. But a couple years ago, you remember, we had a young man, and our team was always minimum average. We play you hard. If you had a bad game, we could probably beat you. We beat Alabama every 5 years, by the way, and this year is the fifth year. Hanging on my horse, but I'm just kidding. But we had a quarterback by the name of Dak Prescott. You may have football people heard of him. And his first year as a quarterback, I think we were like 7-5. His second year, we were 8-4. The third year, though, of him being the quarterback of our team, you remember Mississippi State made it to number one in the nation. We were there for like 4 weeks. And you say, "Brother Joel, what's the big deal? We get that all the time. Not down there where we from." Amen. The only thing we number one in is in government health. Amen. Over there. But I remember after our season, all the people on the scene said, "They're not going to be able to replace that quarterback. There's no way they can replace that Prescott. You can't replace what he did." And so we had a little two-star athlete from over in Richmond Hill, Georgia, that became our quarterback the next year. But he didn't become our quarterback until like the third game of the season. And in his first year, he did better in 8 games than Dak Prescott did in 10. His stats were higher, his yardage was better, he scored more touchdowns, less turnovers than Dak Prescott in his first year. And you said, "Well, what else?" Not only that, he led last year in 2016, he led the SEC in total offense. That's right, ahead of Auburn and Alabama, he was number one at the top. Y'all can laugh, and that didn't have a little to it. But listen to me. Mississippi State, last year we stunk. We were 6-7. We went to a bowl game because of our academics. You said, "Rachel, what's the big deal?" You can replace an upfront person. But here's what we failed to realize about Dak Prescott's seasons. The lineman that were protecting him played for the Texans and the Raiders. The running back he handed the ball to played for the Colts. And though their names were never mentioned, a wide receiver see something like that, but man, it had to be incredible. I'd love to hear Ezra. Ezra, probably one of the most eloquent preachers of the Old Testament. I'd love to hear him speak the word of God, the truth he spoke, and the smoothness. It's almost like he had a smooth speech when he was preaching. And you look at it, and I thought, man, it'd be awesome to hear him preach. But you know what? If I understand the Bible right, those people, they're going to have to give background to the woman that washed Jesus' feet. Peter is not going to answer before James, because James was the last.